W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH, the WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios, this is the WTH Podcast.
Howdy, howdy, hi, and welcome in to another episode from Studio A at Darling New Media. This is the WTH Podcast. Kareem, how are you?
I am good.
Jason.
Yo, yo.
So, as I'm looking on Facebook right now is a week in the past, I see a story from San Diego. Cities take steps to revoke Lime's operation permit. Talking about the Lime scooters, which, by the way, just popped up in Sacramento.
I saw some of them over the weekend in West Sac.
That is not part of the operating area either, because I looked on the map. They're not supposed to come over. You're not supposed to leave them in West Sac. You can ride them into West Sac, but that is not part of the area that they're supposed to be in.
I went to the barn.
Uh-huh.
It was 2 weeks ago as of this. Mm-hmm. And I saw some guys riding through there on the scooters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the jump scooters have been there for a while.
Yeah, they've been a couple months.
The Lime scooters have only been there for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And they are licensed for City of Sacramento, not West Sac. So if you see them around West Sac, they're technically out of area, but whatevs.
Whatevs.
I don't care.
As long as they're not riding on the wrong side of the street and on the sidewalks where they're not supposed to be going. Oh, but those people don't listen to the fucking rules anyway.
By the way, Lime actually last week, because I have ridden Lime scooters in San mm-hmm. Jose, I got an email saying that they were having a free safety workshop on how to properly and safely ride their scooters.
Good for them.
At Fremont Park.
Good.
Which I'm sure is part of their agreement with the City of Sacramento. It's like, hey, we'll do these safety things that no one is going to go to. I mean, let's be honest. The only people that are going to go to those things are parents with their kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's it. I love the scooters. I really do. Anything that will keep Uber and Lyft drivers off the road makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because they're terrible. I don't get the complete and utter disdain that some people have for the scooters.
Oh yeah, some people
have this vitriolic hate for the scooters, and it's like, okay, so you saw one on a sidewalk once. Let's move on. Like, you haven't seen 50 people riding their bikes on that same sidewalk.
Yeah,
they're upset about people being happy.
That's it. Kareem, I think you've stumbled upon the main issue with white women.
Yes.
White women who call the police, white women who complain about everything else. When you talk about generic angry white woman, it's they hate seeing other people happy because they're not. I mean, they'll tell you they are. They'll project that they are. But the inside, where it really counts, not happy.
No.
Not happy at all. I think we stumbled upon something here. Jason, do you know any unhappy white women? Just who look like they are but aren't?
My wife.
Oh, that's when you're not around.
not my old boss at USAA.
Look, there are plenty of people like that.
Yeah.
Who, if you know, the casual person go, oh, they're happy. They're not. They're not. And that's how it manifests itself. If you don't want other, if you see other people experiencing joy and it makes you angry, you're not happy. And it's not their fault.
No, it has nothing to do with them. It's all about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and see, they like that.
Yeah.
By the way, it's all about you. Think about it. All about you. It's all good.
All about you.
All good. Well, I'm glad we've solved that mystery. Makes me feel better. let's see. Oh yeah, someone's complaining about. Hold on. No, that's not.
Wait. I got one for you.
Yes, sir.
Twitter.
Are you airing grievances?
I'm not airing grievances.
Okay. Just want to make sure we were in the right space here. Yes, about Twitter.
Chuck Woolery.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Racism has nothing to do with race. Racism is the progressive left crying out for attention. If you disagree with the progressive left, they consider you a racist. They are desperate to hold on to the black folk.
Oh,
what are you even fucking talking about, bro? Chuck, hey, how about come back 2-2 when you're fucking dead?
Wow,
I thought he was.
No, he's been on Twitter ruining things for a while.
Do you want me to send it to you?
Oh no, I don't need to see that. Hey, by the way, Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg have both followed Black Church PAC. You know who's not following that? I don't want to follow them too.
Trump.
Yes. And
Pence.
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery. Oh, yeah, duh.
Chuck Woolery. Yeah, that man. I don't see. I don't trust game show hosts.
You don't trust Pat Sajak or Alex Trebek?
No, not as a collective. I don't. Yeah, I just don't. Here's another Chuck Woolery quote. As I look back on my life, my career, I realize how God has blessed me many times in spite of myself. I'm grateful. I've failed him in many ways, but he's never failed me. So I will continue to seek his face, his forgiveness, his blessing and guidance in my life. That was tweeted 1 hour after he tweeted the thing about racism having nothing to do with race. clearly he...
Can we see some of the comments? Can we see some of the comments?
On which one?
On the racism. That's five.
There's Oh, well, I don't want to reply to him.
Martina Navratilova replied to him.
Let's see.
What an idiot.
Let's see. Humanity has nothing to do with humans, certainly nothing to do with you. The only people who don't
this makes me feel good about people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see. No one's saying anything clever. It's yeah. A lot of nothing seems wrong with an old white man trying to define racism. Seems all white to me.
Somebody said he was no Alex Trebek.
Chuck, race is the root of racism. You're no Alex Trebek, my friend.
Oh, someone quoted Hitler. The victor will never be asked if he told the truth. Someone asked him to explain Jim Crow, and he said Democrats.
Oh, fucking idiot, man. It's Democrats. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not asked what fucking party it was. Get the fuck out of here. Well, it has nothing to do with the situation right now. It does.
Someone tweeted, WTF happened to you? Nothing. This is the way he's always been.
Yeah, he's just been empowered now.
Well, not only that. Well, he's been empowered by the fact that he doesn't have to worry about ratings and going out there and doing a game show that other people will watch.
He'll make a movie. He's actually in the process of making a movie with Kirk Cameron right now.
Oh, God.
Can they be left behind?
Oh, I wish every one of them was.
Oh, boy. It's a lot.
Well, somebody raptured him already.
Yeah, it would be good. But yeah,
bounced.
I've known about Chuck Woolery for a while.
Yeah, it came about mid Obama. He started tweeting stuff, wasn't it? Like,
you know, I'm not really exactly positive when it happened, but there's another podcast I listen to called The Mike O'Mara Show, and one of the co-hosts, Rob Spiewak, is a huge fan of classic TV, and he's about my age, and he had followed Chuck Woolery on Twitter. I think Chuck Woolery had followed him. Is one of those weird things that was just that random thing that happens. And then he started to see what Chuck Woolery was tweeting, and he's like, I just unfollowed him and blocked him.
I made a bad decision,
right? Because you have no idea. You have no idea what's going on with that. But I did have. And I don't think, did I mention this last week? I don't think I did. I got a very, not important, but a very unexpected follow. Did I mention this last week?
No. Is it Elizabeth Warren?
No, bigger than Elizabeth Warren. John Cena.
He's following you?
John Cena follows me.
No way.
I woke up and I could have walked on a fucking cloud when I saw that.
John Cena.
John freaking Cena. And here, as opposed to Chuck Woolery. So if you want to sit around and bitch about wrestlers being stupid and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Here's what John Cena tweeted about an hour after Chuck Woolery tweeted about racism. John Cena tweeted empathy. Trying to see the world from the lives of others. Many times we rush to aggressively defend, stand up for ourselves, or put others down to feel superior. Take an extra breath. Try to see all points of view before you take action.
Go, John. I like that.
So, yeah, that's the difference between John. That guy follows me, and he followed me after I liked this tweet, which was, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. I love this quote, and I feel it extends past intellect. Try to surround yourself with those who push you. Succeed or fail, you'll be in great environment to learn.
True that.
So, do you want to follow John Cena, professional wrestler and actor, or Chuck Woolery, who says racism isn't about race?
John Cena.
Exactly, and he follows me. I literally giggled like a schoolgirl when I saw that.
I can only imagine.
It was a big morning. All right. So before we move on, now we've had our happiness moment. We can. Let's do this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Kareem, let's start with you.
Oh man, I want to air this one, but I kind of got to be careful.
Okay.
But it goes back to what we were just talking about.
It's Chuck Woolery, right?
Racism in white women. If it offends you that somebody shows up to their job in a car that's nicer than yours because they worked hard for it. And you don't think that they're supposed to have it because they have what you consider a menial job. That's not their problem. That is your problem. You are a racist.
Okay.
Is this somebody that I know?
No, it's not somebody that you know.
Because somebody that I know recently, like, said something, like, was pissed off. They did not think somebody should be in Midtown, like, and be living there and driving Mercedes.
God damn it. Brian Krall again?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to accidentally name drop Brian Krall on all bad things.
There's more.
I love you, Brian. I'm just kidding.
There's more to the story, and I don't want to get
into it
because
it's all good.
But yeah. Yeah, you're a racist. And if you see a minority and you assume that they're stealing just because you saw them, you're a racist. I'll tell you guys a true story after the show.
Oh, after the show story. Yeah, yeah. Jason, what's been crawling up you?
Man, everything. I don't know, man. Like, life is just fucking rough.
It is.
You know, it never gets any easier. No, I'm just fucking around. No, man. I mean, here's the thing. Is that, like, I just hate how much, like, I get so angry at people driving. And it always happens, like, inevitably. Like, people drive like idiots. They're doing stupid shit. Today I'm getting on the freeway, and like I have to get over, but the car next to me is like speeding up. It's not letting me move over, and I slow down to try to go behind it, but there's a person on my ass, so I can't do anything. And then like I'm the asshole because I couldn't merge. Like, and I was trying to go fast. Like the other car is like pacing me though, and not letting me on. And just like people doing shit like that, and you know, I don't know, just not being considerate of one another. I just don't have any energy to talk about it.
Yeah, I think that sums it up.
Sorry, man.
All right, so I have a complaint. I have a grievance. And I have a grievance against Waze. I have two grievances against Waze.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. I love this. I love this because I was like, I've been saying, like, I fucking can't take it around here. Fuck you. All right.
Okay. Now, first of all, your problem is the people who use Waze east of the Sacramento River suck. So here are the two things I have an issue with Waze. If you put in the address of Darling New Media into Waze, it brings you to the wrong place.
Uh-oh.
It brings you to 720 Howe Avenue. Which the entrance for which is on Sierra Boulevard. 730 Howe Avenue, the entrance is on Howe Avenue.
Son of a bitch.
I have reported it. It is not an issue that Google has, which is weird because Google owns Waze. Apple Maps gets you right here. So, there's that. My real grievance, though, one of the benefits of having Waze is the fact that people report when they see something in the road, a car stopped on the side of the road, an object in the road, or police reported ahead. So then you know, okay, I better, you know, better watch out because there's cops around. We went from Sacramento to Redding and back. And on the way up, literally every highway overpass, we got a notification that said police reported ahead. 150 miles north, 150 miles south. Do you know how many of these actual police reported aheads had a police officer at them?
Two.
Zero.
Zero. Not one. I think, so I started out, you thought it was kind of a waste? No, I think the cops, because the cops hate this feature, they bitched about it when it came out because they're like, people are going to try and shoot cops. No, they're going to try to not get a ticket. I think the cops are going through as they're driving and reporting that they see a cop everywhere where a cop might hide to try and keep everybody slowed down, which is diabolical and dirty pool. You what? Sons of bitches.
You might just have like an old like iPhone that's plugged in out there that's on Waze.
Oh, no, I guarantee they're just doing it as they're going up and down the road. I have a feeling.
Let's go get a donut.
Or if it's not the police, it's one of these assholes that goes 64 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to teach these people who speed. I'm going to report that there's a cop everywhere.
I hate those fuckers.
And Waze has enabled them. By the way, if you report a cop and it ends up not being there more than three times, your Waze should be automatically deactivated.
I concur.
Because you're making false reports. False.
False.
False. Fix it, Waze. Fix it. Fix it. Thank you. That's the airing of the grievances. All right. So the NRA... The NRA has a lobbyist named Marion Hammer in Florida, and she warned state economists that a proposed assault rifle ban would be devastating to gun manufacturers that were lured to the state over the last 8 years, saying Governor Rick Scott and Enterprise Florida solicited and offered significant financial incentives to gun manufacturers to come to Florida to bring more jobs. Now, speaking for the first time since back-to-back gun-related massacres in El Paso and Dayton, she denounced the controversial amendment that meant to address gun violence in Florida. The amendment would ban the future sale of assault rifles in the Sunshine State and force current owners to either register them with the state or give them up. But Hammer said the proposed amendment doesn't protect the more than 150 major gun manufacturers in the state, of which many produce weapons that would be outlawed by the ban. Those companies would be forced to move because they couldn't possess any new assault weapons. Said, if I were the owner of one of these firearm manufacturing companies, I wouldn't wait to see what voters do. If this were allowed to go on the ballot, I'd say I'm out of here.
Oh, well.
Right? The amendment has hurdles to clear before it can go to voters in 2020, including passing legal review, yada, yada, yada. It's got to be reviewed by state economists. They'll weigh the proposal's effect on the state government and the economy. And the economists aren't entirely immune from politics. Three out of the four principal members are appointed by the state House, Senate, and governor, each controlled by Republicans.
I've seen this lady. I've seen reports on this lady. This lady is a piece of shit.
Well, and here's how the article ends. She says, how would you tell a 10-year-old little girl who got a Ruger 10/22 with a pink stock for her birthday that her rifle is an assault weapon and she has to turn it over to the government or be arrested for felony possession?
You tell her you're 10, you don't need a fucking assault weapon? Thank you.
And by the way, and then you talk, and then you tell her parents, go... You go, your parents are shitheads.
Yeah. How much money did they put away in your college account?
she doesn't shut up her college account. She don't need any of that.
Her vocational school account?
Like I said, I've seen reports on this chick. That lady's, she's one of those white women we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's happy because she gets paid money.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of angry people, drag queen, what's this? Oh, God, we got a bunch of Florida stories here, and it's not even going to be Florida Corner. It's just what we're doing. Drag Queen Story Hour in St. Petersburg drew protesters, and the Tampa Bay Times went inside, so to speak. Oh, God. I'm not subscribing to the Tampa Bay Times. Sorry. Basically, their drag queens are reading stories.
Yeah, we went to it here in SAC.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing exciting.
It's not, I mean, I just don't get it, man. Like, then don't fucking go. If you don't want to go, don't go.
But there are drag queens reading stories to little children.
Hey, and you know what? The parents that want their kids to be there, they're there. And you don't have to take your kids there.
But then they're going to talk about the drag queens. Nah, and then they're going to want to see. It started with a Little Mermaid, and then it's drag queens, and you don't know.
Don't go.
And then Descendants. Do you know about Descendants, Jason? Do you know?
No, tell me about them.
You will, because my 7-year-old niece won't stop talking about them.
Descendants?
Yeah. Here's the other thing. I saw a meme that...
meme?
Yeah, I forget exactly what it said, but it was to the effect of, yes, I can get sick of my daughter telling me about that thing she saw on YouTube. As I spent time with my 7-year-old niece, who in a 2-day period, no less than, and I'm being conservative with this, 100 times uttered the phrase, "I saw this on YouTube," and because that's what she watches. She watches YouTube with her head down on a tablet.
I said so in the morning when I'm. Finishing up getting ready with CJ in the morning, I'll usually let her watch a half an hour of television. So cartoons, usually Mickey Mouse Club House or
Good Day Sacramento.
Or whatnot. No, not anymore because shit is too gruesome out there now. It used to be Good Day Sacramento was wholesome family fun, but there's too many killings now to where like they just have to report the news sometimes and it's not cool. So Mickey Mouse, and it's usually, but her favorite thing is PJ Masks, man. She's learned how to say, like, talk to the Google. So she goes, "Hey, Google." She goes, "Okay, Google, play PJ Masks. Time is fun." It plays the song and starts playing the song. So today she went, she said, "Ask the Google to play ABCs." And it started playing Jackson 5's ABCs. And she was dancing all around. It's so cute. It's pretty amazing. But now she can start it whenever she wants.
That sounds terrifying.
It does.
If there's a single reason to take that artificial intelligence out of your home, that would be it. Oh, by the way, if I haven't mentioned it, this show, you can listen to this show on your Amazon Echo. Just say, "Alexa, play play podcast WTH podcast," and we'll be there for you. All right. So as fall approaches, more and more companies are announcing their holiday themed products, and a big one, of course, is pumpkin spice. Hear that music? That's right. It's a flavor that's sure to add a kick to your musabi. Spam is releasing pumpkin spice spam.
No.
It's a reality and will be released on September 23rd.
Stop playing with me.
Oh, boy. Yep. The new flavor combines deliciousness with creativity and will be a good pick-me-up snack.
No.
Yeah, because spam, when you need a pickup, you don't want to feel bloated and full of sodium.
Thanks, Hawaii News. Here's what I want to see. I want to see randomly Starbucks putting pumpkin spice spam in their pumpkin spice lattes.
No.
Oh my God. This has to be our first sketch that we film. We have to go to Spartan. We need to do this.
We've put pumpkin spice spam in random lattes. Let's see if the ladies notice. Kareem, you don't get a pumpkin spice latte, do you?
I usually get like one a year.
You're like, so basic.
I'll let you have one, sort of like someone who has a shamrock shake. I'm off the shamrock shakes though.
I'm off of Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King. Oh, no, Burger King's not on the list. In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, hold on. Are you one of those guys who says, I'm not going to go to any company that gives money to the Trump re-election campaign? Is that what it is?
I'm trying to.
Okay. Then you can't go to Target because CVS gave a bunch of money and the CVS pharmacy's in Target.
That's where I get all my prescriptions.
Nope.
Son of a bitches. I'm going to die now, guys. I'm going to die because I can't get my medication. You guys realize that,
you just got to move them to a different pharmacy.
No, I can't, dude. I can't move them to another pharmacy. It has to be that CVS.
Do you
inside the Target.
I guess then you want to re-elect Trump. That's. Do you like living or do you like Donald Trump?
Damn it. Why did he do this to me, man?
One of those things. Yeah, one of my friends is very big on that kick, too. And I'm like, dude, trying to find a major company that doesn't kick money up to Republicans is going to be a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I think what you're going to have to do, if you really want to go anti-Trump, is do all of your shopping through that Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com because Jeff Bezos is not giving any money to Donald Trump.
No, he does not like Trump.
He's like, he's
giving
guy.
Him the finger.
Yep.
Because you know why? Because Jeff's a real billionaire.
If you also want to give Donald Trump the finger, you will do all of your shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. Give a middle finger to our orange commander-in-chief. Just saying. And if you want to support him, go ahead and click the Shop Target tab at the top of WTHpod.com because, hey, there's a CVS in Target.
God damn it.
Either way, we win, and you can help us out. All right. So this story I found interesting, mostly because the only thing I know of Howell Caverns is when I see the billboards headed near Albany, New York, about Howell Caverns. I've never been there. Oh no! I hit the up button and it went away. that must mean it's not okay. Anyway, Howell Caverns is having. For the second year in a row, this is coming up in September, so it's time to register. If you want to bear it all while strolling through Howell Caverns, you can. This year, to celebrate the Harvest Moon, the natural New York attraction is looking for participants to go all natural on Saturday, September 14th. It's only going to cost you $75 a person and will include a souvenir robe and complimentary adult beverage. It is for ages 21 and older, though, so no kids. Organizers say there's a strict privacy policy, meaning no selfies or cell phones allowed.
Where do you hold it when you're naked?
Between them cheeks.
Under your boob.
Yeah, well, yeah. Registration and shoes are required, so in your shoe. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. Now, this year, there's also a yoga class, which organizers say can be in any level of undress.
Oh, man.
So if you,
yeah, that can be uncomfortable and ugly as hell.
Look, I just imagine you are in naked yoga class behind Jason. And you see his hairy, his hairy beanbag doing downward dog.
Oh man, the good thing is like I have the cleanest butthole you've ever seen. So it'll be good. Don't worry, bro. Don't worry. I'll spread it. I'll spread them. I'll spread them for you right there. You'll be able to see my nice little tight balloon knot. Hopefully, my. Who's the winner tonight? Read the note.
You ugly.
That's my balls.
So that's actually happening. Thank you for to WRGB CBS 6 News in Albany, New York for that little bit of info. Let me click the link here before we wrap this thing up so we can get the real details. Oh, Harvest Moon Nude Day. Oh boy.
It's a bunch of Satanists.
Oh boy. A leisurely naked stroll through the cave.
I love the pictures they have of like the different people you'll meet.
It looks, honest to God, Jason, it looks like the cast of Good Day Sacramento. And Wade Boggs on the far right. Wade Boggs.
Yeah, there's Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs, Jake the Snake Roberts, and the cast of Good Day Sacramento. But you notice, Kareem, not a single non-white person in this group here.
What is Albany?
Yeah, that is true.
Although the lady second from the right looks Jewish.
Yes, she does.
Could be Jewish. Yeah. Just saying. And the second annual Naked in a Cave Naked Yoga class. By the way, that's $20 per person with a limit of 30 people. Reserve your spot now.
Full moon, and they're talking about the yoga.
But hold on. They left this part out. Full moon, full meal, full belly, full Monty for $130 plus tax per person. Your ticket will include a 3-course plated meal for your naked stroll ticket, 1 complimentary adult beverage, and your souvenir robe. They're non-refundable, by the way. So if you get cold feet, you're out of luck. You can choose from these entrees: lemon basil chicken, filet mignon, or vegetable lasagna. And you can pick for dessert a caramel apple cheesecake. The ultimate dessert, which features a rich, creamy vanilla cheesecake topped with a luscious raspberry mousse, followed by a layer of black satin cake, which is then covered in a velvety chocolate mousse. It's then glazed with a decadent chocolate ganache.
Vegetable lasagna and cheesecake.
Oh,
naked.
Oh, the farting through that.
Oh man, it's gonna be fun. I hope that's like at the end of the stroll, right?
They're not open to the public that day.
Of course not.
They shouldn't be.
Come on, I'm only here for one night.
Look, I saw the billboards off the highway. I thought I'd come on into Hal Caverns.
Wow.
Yeah, all those things are happening, and you know. That's what you get. September 14th, by the way, if you're going to be in the upstate New York area, you can go ahead and do that. Oh, Jason, maybe your in-laws would like to do that.
No, they might. I'll let them know.
Make the drive on down.
They might be in Greece, so they'll be doing it the real way.
They're going to do some Greek style.
Greece is the word.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
This week, nothing but Maryland and small town news because I was away and I couldn't look up anything else. Sorry. Headline: Paradiso offers inviting selections. Now, because it is large with a variety of choices, Paradiso Mexican restaurant draws customers to South Washington Street. I think I had a mini episode there. South Washington Street. The extensive parking areas along with attractive landscaping make the restaurant especially inviting. Once inside, the welcome is especially well arranged with a hostess guiding customers to seating.
Wait, hold on a second.
Not seriously.
Wait, what?
The hostess takes you to your seat.
No! Read my note.
I don't believe you.
The menu features an original or mango guacamole among the appetizers, and manager Kelly...
No.
Yeah, the manager Kelly says burritos featured on Monday are best sellers.
Mango guacamole, wait, no. Like, listen, man, I'm a California guy. I've been eating guacamole and avocado since I was, like, as soon as they could probably put solid food in my mouth. I've never fucking once heard of somebody making some mango guacamole. Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, Kelly Eichhorst, the manager, has, and he's been with Paradiso since he started as a busboy and dishwasher 25 years ago. And he oversees the work in the kitchen and the service in the dining area. Now, the Grand Forks Paradiso is one of five in North Dakota, operated by Atlas Corp. Others are in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, and Jamestown.
Oh, man. This sounds like some freaky objectionist shit.
Now, quite often, it's a server who makes or breaks the restaurant visit. This week, my server, Elena Bissonette, was especially cheery and helpful. This summer, she's been one of 96 employees at Paradiso. Soon, she'll be on her way to college at St. Scholastica in Duluth. As I was seeking a fine finish to lunch, she guided me to a fried ice cream. It came with a crunchy coating.
It's fried.
And though it cost $4.99, it was a sweet ending.
Oh, I would. I remember eating a fried ice cream at Marietta's, which is a chain in Southern California, in San Diego. Mm-hmm. In like 1996 and getting it for $4.99. So don't say though.
Now, if you go, what? Paradiso Mexican Restaurant. Where? 905 South Washington Street. Call 701-772-3000. Owner Atlas Corporation. Manager Kelly Eichhorst. Seating capacity 368. Hours 11 a.m. daily with closing at 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. The report card. Wide variety of Mexican food in large, especially attractive setting. Service is well-organized. Welcome area with seating for up to 368 is a plus.
Fuck, man.
The average tab, $14.35.
Because everybody eats themselves, like, by themselves. Like, that is, wow. I want to go there just for vacation.
Now, along with the visit to Paradiso, Jason, the path of the Eat Beat led to a second annual 4-H Club Battle of the Forks contest. Three teams demonstrated cooking, budgeting, and speaking skills at the Town Square Farmers Market. The first place winners, Kitchen Angels, including Rose Kramer and Michael Comprude. They prepared egg rolls in a bowl. Second place went to Liam Mailing for an entry of kebabs called Roadkill Grill. And the third place winners were Linus Carlson, Agnes Carlson, and Sam Bussian. They came up with egg rolls. The hell kind of 4-H club is this where two out of the three come up with egg rolls?
That's a good question.
Egg rolls and kebabs. That seems disappointing.
Sounds very disappointing.
Very disappointing. I'm sorry to leave you on such a note.
There an Asian population up there?
You're the only one of the three of us who's been to North Dakota, Kareem.
Yeah.
So you tell us.
Tell us.
No, I didn't see you.
Well, then there must not be any. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to end on a higher note than this. So quickly, headline: New Jersey woman torches man's home after 4 a.m. booty call fizzled. That's right. A New Jersey woman set fire to a man's home after accepting a booty call invitation, only to discover when she arrived he had fallen asleep. According to cops, Taja Russell is 29, torched Curtis Stokes' home around 4 a.m. on August 4th. Russell was arrested on several felony charges, including attempted homicide, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault. As detailed in the affidavit, Russell had initially texted Stokes hello, to which he responded, "Bring ya ass." But Stokes told cops he fell asleep after inviting Russell over and later awoke to his house on fire. During a police interview, Stokes referred to Russell as his side chick.
Well, you know.
Wow.
Investigators say that when Russell arrived at the residence, the snoozing Stokes did not hear her at the front door. He also did not respond to a series of text messages. In those texts, Russell complained, "You wasted my money to come out here." She then allegedly sent a series of threats declaring, "You smoked, I see you want to die, and I swear to God, I hope you die, and you ugly." No, not that last one. That's too mean.
No, she said, "Did you read my note?"
She then went to a nearby Conoco gas station where she bought lighter fluid, matches, and a cigarette lighter. She then went back.
Yeah, that man. It's all that guy's fault, man. He knew it was going down. He just was like, "Okay, here you go. Like, get the fuck out of here, man." That guy that guy.
No, 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 no. That is some good pussy. That is the best pussy on the planet right there.
The fire set outside the door. The resulting blaze destroyed the one-story home. Stokes, who escaped the flames through a window, was brought to a local hospital suffering from burns and smoke inhalation. His dog was rescued by firefighters.
Yeah, she can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, look, if you're going to do
it. I thought it was the other way around. It must have been like,
no.
He must have been some good dick.
Well, that, yeah, but no. the fact that she set his house on fire, oh, yeah, she does some shit.
She don't give a fuck. No.
Yeah, you don't do you best you must not do a 4 a.m. booty call and fall asleep, because this is what happened. And then if you're not lucky, oh, he went to the other side. What yes. happened? Oh, he fell asleep on a booty call.
Yeah. Sounds like a sketch.
All right, now that's a high note we're going to leave you on. We'll see you next time.